My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hello, friends. Happy New Year from my closet. I hope you had a great time celebrating with friends or family on this crazy time of life, 2022. Honestly, I can't believe that it's 2022. I don't know if time has gone fast, if it's gone slow. Some things feel like they were a million years ago. Some things feel like they were the other day. I feel like this whole pandemic has just caused time to be very bizarre. All right. This is a very specific podcast. So, parenting hacks that have changed my life. So, some of you may not be parents, or you have just little babies that this won't really apply for. So, bookmark it, save it for when your kids are a little older, or send it to a sister or a aunt or somebody who could use it, because I'm not kidding. These are things I've been now a parent for over 12 years, a little over 12 years. And this is like my accumulated list. And these are silly things. These are not life-changing things like in the heart. These are like practical things. I've thought about doing like a series on parenting and doing different interviews. At some point, I will definitely do that because I have a lot to learn and I have little nuggets that I have learned that I would love to share. But these are like practical things. So again, my kids are ages 3 to 12. Most of these apply to the 6-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and 12-year-old, not as much to the 3-year-old, but some of them definitely do help with him as well. Okay, I'm going to start with number 10 and work my way up to number 1. So don't skip the last part of this because you've got to make it to number 1. And I'm not going to give specific brands and all of that because I will put them in the notes to this podcast. So if you're listening on whatever platform, you can go to the notes and I will try to have links for most, if not all of these. So it'll be easier for you to find rather than me trying to give you all of the specific names. So starting at number 10 is a laminator. Okay, I know that I'm a homeschool mom, so I know that this feels like, oh, well, yeah, it's only because you do school, but no. I've honestly used this more with other things than school things. For example, my oldest got a letter from one of his basketball coaches just encouraging him, and he thought it was so special. Well, with 5 kids in the house, or with him getting it lost or throwing it in a basket, if it's folded up, looks like paper, well, I'm the mom who will just throw a bunch of stuff away constantly. It's so bad. But if it's laminated, he knows that it's special. I'll never just throw it away. It's like protected. He'll pin it next to his wall. It's not easily ripped up by his 3-year-old toddler sibling. Also, there's been times where the kids will write goals. Specifically, just yesterday, they were working on goals with my husband that they were wanting to do for the new year. And when it's laminated, it feels official and they feel more motivated to do it. I don't know why. It's kind of like when I have new pens or something, I'm more motivated to journal. Why that is, it's just because it makes it fun. So with laminating things, it's cheap. They're like $20 on Amazon. So worth it. Okay, number 9. I wrote down a cheap shelf with their super special stuff, basket and shelf. Now, again, some of you may be like, what do you mean? You're telling me to buy a shelf. I legit got, I think it was the cheapest one on Amazon, where it had, I keep it in my boys' rooms, and usually the 3 older boys share a room. By usually, I mean, who knows where they're going to sleep half the time. It's a circus in our house, but their 3 beds are in that room. And so the top part has like their special books or the things that's like, do not touch this. This is mine. And then the bottom part has the basket where it's like odds and ends of like, do not touch this. This is mine. I put their name on each of them. And I have tried, trust me, friends, I have tried so many systems. I've gotten them plastic bins where they can carry it around, but then what about the bigger stuff and the bins are full and then the kids get in the bins, the other kids. I've tried drawers, giving them each a drawer, but it just got so disorganized and then it was taking up my drawer space. So this has been the one thing that has worked where when they're like, Mom, where's that thing? I'm like, did you check your basket? And that's where it goes. And it's not too big and it's cheap. I think it was like $40. on Amazon and they know where to put their stuff. Or when I'm cleaning up, I know exactly where to put it and I keep it in their room. It's small, it's cheap. I promise it will save you tears and save you time. Okay, number eight is the YouTube app or YouTube platform Art for Kids Hub. Most of you have heard of it. I'm not going to describe it too much, but I will say it is the most incredible resource for your children to sit, watch a tutorial by this incredible family who's fun to watch on how to draw. They will feel accomplished. We have a binder where we keep all of the Art Hub stuff that they have done. They make cards. It's the coolest thing, and it's so accessible. My 6-year-old can do it. She did it when she was 5, when she was 4, and my 12-year-old also likes it. You've got to try it, and my 8-year-old, who never wants to sit still for anything, will actually sit still for like up to 40 minutes drawing, making creations. It's amazing. You have to try it. Okay, number 7. This is huge for anyone, whether you homeschool or not, but if you want to foster creativity in your kids, or if you find that they're constantly saying, hey, where's the hole punch? Where's the ruler? Oh, I've lost my markers or the scissors or the pens, whatever it is. I found that if it's in the other room or if it's upstairs in your room or it's in the homeschool room or if it's in the art room, they lose their motivation. It's kind of similar to me, honestly. If like my books are upstairs in a bookshelf and I'm downstairs most of the time, it's rare that I'm going to be like, oh, hold on, I'm going to go get my book, because I'll get distracted or by that point, like a kid needs me. But if it's easily accessible, it changes everything. So I have literally just one of those handheld. Honestly, I'd love to get a new one at like Container Store or Anthropology, like a cute one. Mine is not cute. I think it was from the Target $3 section. But just think a little handle with 5 little compartments, and I have note cards, I have colored pencils, markers, a ruler, a hole punch, scissors, sticky notes, a highlighter, like everything that they would need if they want to, you know, so many times it's like, oh, we're going to so-and-so's birthday, we have to make a card. Oh, just grab that thing, and it's just out. We keep it out. Of course, if I host something, I put it away, but it's easily accessible. It's all in one. You don't need a ton of everything, but it's game changer. Honestly, it's game changer and makes it so much easier, especially for the quick, like, I need something now. So have an organizer with all your special art stuff in it. Okay, number 6, my friend Melissa told me about this, frozen peanut butter and jellies. Now, I don't know if your kids are picky. I don't know their eating habits, but I have had many seasons where PB&Js were like the only thing that worked. And when my kids were in school and had to pack lunches all the time, this is when it changed my life. So those of you who are packing lunches, and if they do PB&Js, this is changing your life. You take your bread, you do the peanut butter, you do the jelly, you put it together, you cut it in half, you pack them individually in Ziploc bags, you stick them in the freezer. You could do 4 loaves at a time, because with as many kids as I have, we would go through a lot of those. Every morning when you're packing their lunch, you take 1 Ziploc, stick it in their bag, and by the time, well, really within like less than 10 minutes, it's thawed. But by lunchtime, for sure, it's thawed. I did this even when my kids were not in school, because you know the mornings when you're trying to make lunches, or if you make a PB&J before the night before, it's soggy and the jelly has like made the bread gross, and my kids just didn't love it. But if you freeze it, it's not like other things. It's perfect, like perfect, perfect. My pickiest kid never knew the difference. It is game changer. So what I would do is I'd like put a show on or a podcast on. I'd take 2 loaves of bread. I'd lay it all on my island and just go to town and do all the PB&Js for the week, for 2 weeks, whatever. Game changer. I promise you will thank me. Okay, number 5, have parentheses cute, not ugly, baskets of books everywhere. I don't know about you, but I want my kids to be readers. I want them to see me read. I want them to love reading. I want them to be curious. And so we have baskets that are cute. It's taken me time, because I feel like a lot of the time I'm like, oh, that's $3. I should buy that, because I love baskets. But I went to a friend's house and she had like actually cute decorative baskets that I'm like, oh, I'd actually want that out. Whereas mine were like, meh. So I would recommend, as you can and are able to, get baskets that you enjoy, that feel like a decorative statement in your house, and have sections of book, maybe even thematically. Like now I have my sciences and history books in one basket. And again, this is not just for homeschooling, but if we happen to sit down by the table, that's where ours is, because we spend a lot of time around our kitchen table. So we have a basket that has our sciences and histories, and then our read aloud, whatever read aloud we're doing, and our family devotional. And it also will have something of mine in there, so that I'm like, oh, that we're sitting at the table, I might as well pull it out. Their mouths are busy. They don't want to talk right now. They're chewing, they're eating. I'm going to read a little bit. But again, if that basket was somewhere else and I had to be like, hold on, guys, usually I lose them. And it sounds crazy, but if you're a parent of many kids or even of one, you know the drill. You can lose them so quickly. So have baskets. We've got them there, hallways, upstairs, rooms, different places where you know where they are. Maybe, again, maybe it's picture books for the littles, but I love having little areas and baskets with books, and cute baskets make such a difference. Okay, number four, I'm trying to go fast because I don't want this to be too long. I don't know how this is only number four, but I couldn't have four number ones, because this is game changer. Echo Dots and audiobooks, they go together, because the thing you purchase is the Echo Dot. Okay. This is for readers or non-readers. It doesn't matter. This is for, my daughter has been listening to audiobooks since probably age four. Such a huge difference. Okay, you're folding laundry, put an audiobook on, but sometimes you don't want to have to find the remote and put it on the TV or go get an iPad. But when you have the Alexa or the Echo Dot, which you say Alexa, they're cheap and you can put them in different rooms of the house. Again, if you get them for your kid's birthday, or maybe you ask for them from grandparents for a birthday, and so now we've after several years, we have three of them, one downstairs, one in my daughter's room, and one in the boys' room. So they can all be listening to different books and they can bookmark what they're listening to. So I have one who gets a little slower with reading, but I want him to still see the words on the book to be able to learn how to spell them, and what, just because it's a good skill to actually visualize the words. And then think about the amount of learning when they're seeing the words, hearing the words both. There's like such an even better brain skill. And so I have him hold the book that we own, and he looks at the pages while it reads aloud to him. And then he's learning pronunciation, he's learning spelling, he's learning the cadence. And then another one of my kiddos just really hates reading, but he'll listen to books. And then my daughter, she's six, and she just is a night owl. So she'll lay in bed sometimes for an hour and just listen to really good stories on Audible. Or excuse me, on any audio source. You can do library free audible or free audiobooks. But the Echo Dots are so good. I mean, for a million other reasons, but for reading aloud, game changer. Trust me, you need them. Okay, number three. Sounds weird for a parenting hack, but I have talked about this on the podcast before. But the Dyson vacuum, the handheld rechargeable one that goes on the wall that like you pull out and it's rechargeable. I can't explain it all on here just because you can't see me like using hand motions and you can't visualize it, but I will put the link. Just trust me on this. I have I've just given my pitch to so many people because they've gotten in or like, oh, I need one for upstairs too. I think they're like $300 to $400. So hear me. I know this is an investment. Like I didn't get mine until probably 12 years into marriage. So, and saving, like planning and wanting one. And it is game changer. They have so many different attachments. The reason I say for parenting hack is because, and I'll talk about this in a second, but for kids doing chores, for really quickly cleaning up a mess, it relieves your stress because now messes are not as stressful. We do the sensory bins with rice and sand, and those used to cause misery because I'm like, I gotta carry out this huge vacuum with a cord, and then they're stepping on the cord and the cord doesn't reach and it's heavy. It's just like this whole thing. I have like lost so much stress using this vacuum, and the kids can use it. They do most of the vacuuming. It's easy, it's light, it's easy to empty. The attachments are awesome. It is like one of my favorite, that's why it's number three, one of my favorite parenting hacks, because I really think it will change the way that you handle messes, and it will help them know how to do a lot of the cleanup. So Dyson handheld vacuum, game changer. Okay, number two, we're getting close. Rechargeable magnetic nightlight. We have tried so many light systems, and often it's like the bathroom light's on, the closet light's on. They have the like clip-on book lights, which drive me crazy for some reason. I just feel like we always lose them, or they just bug me. So recently, one of them was struggling with it just being too dark, but then the other one, it was too bright. So I found on Amazon, I'll link them, I don't even know the name, but they look like a little orb, like a ball, and they have a magnet, they're magnetic on the bottom. So my kids have metal bunk beds, so it just goes right onto the bunk bed. It just and it like stays right on there. No cord, they're rechargeable. And it's, they have all these different shades of brightness, and you just tap them. You can hear me like tapping my knee right now. You just tap them when you want them brighter or lighter. So it's not like there's buttons. So when they're laying there, they can just tap it and it goes brighter or softer and it's dimmable. It's not like this. And because it's like an orb, there's not like a hot light bulb. It's not like direct light. It's like a more of a soft kind of equally dispersed light, if that makes sense. So huge, huge game changer for us. So I ended up buying them for all three of the boys that are in the room together. And soon we'll be buying one for my daughter, because now she's like, I want one. So good. And again, they just recharge. So I just constantly make sure they're charging them every few nights. Love them. Okay. Number one, I feel like I'm talking so fast. This seriously has changed my life. I could talk about this forever, but all I'm going to say is zone charts for kids and chores have changed my life. You guys, first of all, I'm not organized. I do not like lists. I do not do well with charts. That's just period. But I felt like constantly being like, okay, so-and-so's doing the dishes, just please do that. Like, I was exhausted. Then they were like, but I did that yesterday, but he did it twice. And it just was like, oh, I need a system. So I've got five kids, but my youngest is three. So he's not doing specific zones yet, but my four older. So I, right now I have four zones. I'm going to just do a quick flyby, so you have an idea. I change it every week and we just rotate down. We just keep the same order, and every week they have a different zone. Some zones are harder, and so they're going to be like, oh no, I'm zone two. I just wish I was zone four. I'm like, well, in 2 weeks you'll be zone four. So, and so it works. You don't have to worry about like, well, zone one, that doesn't take as long, but it's like, that doesn't matter. They're going to rotate through. Also laminating. If you laminate it, you can use a dry erase. So get that laminator. Zone one, for me, says kitchen and dining room. And underneath that, I write specific things. Wipe the cabinets once a week. Spray the floors once a week. Fill the Berkey, our water thing. Dishwasher, wipe and clean table and vacuum. So they know once a week, they can cross that off, the things that say once a week. And the other things they have to do every day. Dishwasher, wipe and clean table, vacuum. So zone two for us, office, living room, downstairs bathroom, clear the table, clear the floor, vacuum, wipe the counters in the bathroom, clean the toilet once a week. So I'm not going to go through all of them, but I will say that zone three is like our playroom, entry and upstairs. Zone four, laundry, garbages and bonus room. Laundry, by the way, my kids all do their laundry. They like fold it and put it away. But when it says laundry and garbages, it just means get all the laundry, bring it downstairs, and garbages, gather all the garbages. So anyways, this is the longest I have stuck to something. It's probably been 6 months now of me actually doing these zones. I am so less irritated because I can just say, guys, it's zone time. And even if they're annoyed or frustrated that they have to do their zone, it's not like I'm like, guys, I don't have to tell them. I just say, go look at your zone. And they look at it and they do it. And it's saved me so much frustration. I think it saved them a lot of frustration where they know what it is. They know if you're in the hardest zone, it will end in a week. So I don't have a link for this because we just wrote it ourselves for our house. But seriously, if you want to know more about it, I am more than happy to send you a copy. If you message me on Instagram, that's usually the best way to get a hold of me. I'm more than happy to send it to you. But it's so simple. You can make your own zones. You could have two zones. You could have five zones, whatever. But I hope it helps. Okay, friends, that is my top 10 parenting hacks. Like I said, if you are not a parent, you probably already stopped listening to this, but send it to someone who might benefit from it, because this really, truly, these are things that have honestly changed my life.